Welcome, everybody, to Broad and Hazy. This is the podcast with me, and I'm Joe Martinez, and my good friend...
Jeff.
And Jeff doesn't have a last name because...
I'm not giving you that shit.
He's afraid of all you people. Mm-hmm. You guys are all terrible.
You're all terrible.
Okay, so in this podcast, we talk about, well, whatever piques our interest. We talk about serial killers, movies... What else do we talk about in this podcast?
Like pop culture in general.
Video games.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Back to the Future, that video game?
The video game Back to the Future? No, I don't think I ever played the Back to the Future.
Dude, it's so fucking hard. It's so stupid hard. But I remember that game. So that's not the topic for the day.
Yeah, it's completely fucking irrelevant.
Yeah. Okay, so in our podcast, we decided that we would fucking drink excessively and just see how far it goes. And I think so far so good.
Yeah, I'm pretty drunk right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's Tuesday. What do you do?
You don't even know what day it is.
Well, I mean, that kind of proves how much we drink. All right, so we're drinking the same beer we were drinking in episode one. This is Wizard IPA. I think we just finished it off. We just wanted to record two pods at once. And so we're drinking the same shit. It's the same day. I'm pretty drunk. And what do you think about this fucking beer?
It was decent. It got me quite hammered, and it was enjoyable to put in my face. So, I mean, what more can I say?
Just like all the dicks.
Yeah.
All the dicks. It was decent, and you enjoyed putting it in your... Remember that one time we decided in the middle of the night, we were driving to Palmer, Alaska, where we grew... we grew up in Anchorage, Alaska, but in Palmer, Alaska,
It's at 5 a.m.
It's at 5 a.m., and last I don't know about the rest of the country, but that's pretty goddamn late.
They open an hour later.
So... We drove out there and we fucking, I mean, I was driving and I was young, 21,
we were freshly 21, 22.
And yeah. I drove out there at 120 miles an hour just for funsies. And it maxed out the speedometer in my truck and it hit that little peg where it couldn't go anymore. And
we stopped in multiple places to like piss on construction equipment, I think.
Yeah, no, and we talked about it, too, because at the time, I was getting involved in the construction trade, so I'm like, check this out, guys. I'm so smart. I know this stupid shit about this useless equipment.
Yeah, you were trying to go off on that other shit. I was like, I'm going to pee on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You were the smart one. You just wanted to pee on it. I wish I had peed on it fucking 15 years ago. Here I am, like a sucker, still working on it. But, so we went out, we blaze out to Palmer, and they're fucking, like I said, their last call. They don't give a fuck about ordinances or federal recommendations, even for COVID.
I was a young-ass kid, they didn't ask me for ID.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about anything out there. It's the wild, wild west. And we were talking to an off-duty police officer, do you remember that?
Yeah, you were talking to him. To about, like, what's the most effective way of disposing of bodies or some shit like that?
Hooker bodies.
Yeah, specifically hookers. Sorry.
But he is sitting there at the bar drinking heavily, and I think there's a friend of ours who can validate my yes. version of it. He's drinking heavily with a very pregnant woman. You remember that?
Yes.
And he's an off-duty officer. He admits he's an off-duty officer, and he does not... fuck with us at all. Like, he's like,
dude,
okay,
we were
buddy.
Going off as a
okay, buddy.
I think specifically you, because you found out that he was an officer, started saying some ridiculous shit.
Yeah, well, fuck him, right? Because he's sitting here. He's a fucking cop, right? Now, I'm not a big fan of cops in the first place, right?
Who is?
I mean, like, people say, like, oh, they're not all bad, but...
Blue lives matter. Fuck.
But they're blue is not a life. If you could tell a black
blue line.
If you could tell a black person that they could take off their uniform and not be black anymore, I think they might. But I think an officer has that opportunity. So
you know, I think it's hilarious about police officers, they always rock that Punisher symbol. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't the Punisher like didn't he become the Punisher because cops were fucking incompetent?
Now, right?
I, if any police are listening to this, stop using the Punisher symbol.
Yeah, just don't.
Just don't. Well, first of all, it's tacky as shit. Second of all, the Punisher hates you.
I mean, that's kind of the point of the comic.
Yeah. Well, Frank Castle had to get revenge because the cops wouldn't do anything.
To avenge him, the murder of his family.
Yeah.
And the cops a lot like The Crow. Remember that movie?
With Bruce Lee's son?
Yeah. Brandon Lee.
Yeah. That's a cool movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. Did you know that there's a version, there's like The Crow 4 with Edward Furlong, who starred as John Connor in Terminator 2?
Mm-hmm. I was not aware. I remember they made it.
It's awful, but...
Dude, they made it the second Crow. I tried to get through it. I fucking couldn't.
Oh, what was that one called? City of Angels. It's like City of Angels. That's right. Yeah.
It was garbage.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're all garbage. Yeah. Even the first crow was Brandon Lee. Oh, although I'm supposed to get all fucking emotional because Brandon Lee died on the set of that movie. You know, I didn't know him, mm-hmm. So it didn't really affect me.
So who cares?
Yeah,
I think it's hilarious when people get upset when celebrities die
or when anything happens with celebrities.
Well, here's the thing: I got upset when Dave Brocky from Guar died.
That's stupid
because I would never be able to see Guar live again. That did have an effect on me.
I guess there's some fucking rationale there. It's not a good rationale, but you've seen Guar.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to see them again.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Guar's still playing, obviously.
What's his name? His name is, what's his
Odorous
name?
Odorous Urungus.
Odorous Urungus. Yeah. I bet you he wished he wasn't dead.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't wish anything. He's fucking dead.
Well, I'm pretty sure he wished he wasn't dead. A lot more than you wish you could see fucking Guar live.
Probably.
All right. So don't worry about that fucking bullshit. Don't get emotional. Anybody listening, don't.
Just don't get emotional. Tears or anything like that. But I was just like,
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I think there was some tears shed. And your silence speaks volumes now. All right. So... All right, so we were talking about what the fuck are we talking about?
I think we were going into aliens.
Okay.
Or was it aliens or specifically UFOs?
Well, they're not UFOs anymore. I didn't know if you know this, Jeff, but they're called UAPs.
UAPs.
That's how the government refers to them. Unidentified aerial phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so
there's been reports.
The reason I wanted to bring this up is because I'm reading in June 1. 2021, the UAP task force is going to open the report and discuss what they have.
Mm-hmm. What information they have. I mean, going back from...
I'm super intrigued by what they might have. I
still think it's ridiculous.
Days.
There was a shitload of information that came out about UAPs months ago. But it was completely fucking ignored because...
Back in the San Diego tic-tac phenomena where everybody saw the tic-tac. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean, the government came out and released a shitload of information about UFOs.
What did they release?
I don't remember offhand.
Well, fuck, that's not useful for a podcast,
obviously,
Jeff.
Obviously, it's not. Look this shit up. There's a laptop right there.
All right.
All right, but no, yeah, there was a shitload.
Fill me in on what you think you know, and then, because I know that in San Diego. All right, so look, I'll show you what I know. San Diego.
The government at the time was basically completely.
The government
admitting.
At the time, as though it's a different time or a different government.
Well, the government in general was.
This
like
is the Tic Tac UFO, mm-hmm. right? And so what I have seen.
Okay, so a Navy pilot. Pilots have been reporting. You know, contact with UFOs for quite a while. That's not a new thing. I mean, there's reports from like the mid-90s. I forget the motherfucker's name. But he was on like comms with, you know, his base or whatever, talking about how he sees some shit in the air, doesn't know what it is, and it did some crazy-ass maneuvers, and it was released to the public, but it was just ignored by the public.
But like you see something like that, what can you do with the information? All right, I'm gonna click on this video here.
Yeah.
This is the Sun, which is not the most reputable.
Isn't the Sun British also?
Yes.
Okay.
They are British outlet.
And apparently, oh, it's also,
oh man, I'm sorry. We have to gynecologist ads. Oh no,
there's a gynecology ad, and directly underneath it said Biden is on a roll.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's Biden? Good question, me. If anybody knows the answer to that question, you absolutely should feel free to email us. Our email address is, Jeff, do you know the email address?
Yes, I do. It's broadandhazy@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Spelled out fully phonetically.
Yeah. So the whole word, broad and hazy. No symbols or anything. Broadandhazy@gmail.com. And if you don't like how I don't give a fuck about what Jeff's talking about, then by all means, tell me. And I will fucking ignore you.
So this footage we're looking at right here.
This is United States Navy. This comes from the Sun, right? Mm-hmm. Not the Sun, the celestial being, but the Sun, the news outlet. And this is
recent.
So in the middle, they're tracking, and you know the American ability to track moving objects in the sky is remarkable. And so what they're what they're tracking is probably moving at paces like the plane itself can't move at.
If you look at the cloud, it's moving right there. What is that? Look at the shape of that thing too. Look at this shit. It's like tilting on its axis.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
see, okay. And then it's just an advertisement for the Sun. I'm sorry. Okay, so, but I'm not saying that video is bullshit.
No, but there's older footage.
And there's probably some...
No, there's shit from like the fucking 90s.
So what do we think about the Navy coming out? Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm going to get down to the brass tacks here. The Senate Intelligence Committee says information sharing has been inconsistent. Inconsistent. And so I'm sorry. This new organization, I don't know, it's during the Trump administration, the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force was developed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so their open report is coming out on June 1, 2021. The open report is actually nestled inside the $2.3 trillion COVID relief bill.
So they're just trying to bury it. Because...
which was signed by, Donald Trump in 2020 in December. Yeah. And then so the Senate Intelligence Committee says the information sharing has been inconsistent. And the primary goal is to understand what threat, if any, these UAPs or UFOs.
I think the biggest threat is actually mass panic.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
I mean,
if everyone's as stupid as you are, then we have a major problem on our hands if fucking aliens invade.
Well, see, the thing is, if more people like me, they just wouldn't give a shit and it wouldn't be an issue. But
that is not true. You're panicking about fucking taxes that don't even affect you. I think UFOs, UAPs.
Well, see, the thing is, if there were aliens that were coming down or whatever and shit like that, I'd probably be the first guy to not give a fuck.
I know you really well. You're not fooling me. You may fool the audience who doesn't know you very well, but I think you're fucking shitting in your fucking Wonder Woman underoos.
I don't wear underwear half the time.
Something's getting shat in. I'm relatively certain of that.
Just straight in my slacks.
It's really hot here. We're recording in beautiful Olympia, Washington. Yep. This is the capital here. It has been scorching hot this last half week.
If you think it's scorching hot now, wait till midsummer.
I'm fucking ready.
Yeah.
So it's 75, 80 at the highest. And
it'll get to like 105 here.
And Jeffrey shit down his pants. And he was really hot, and so he was wearing these shorts, and this shit just trailed down his left leg, and I was like, I don't understand why it didn't go down his right leg. It just went down his left leg. It was super gross. Lick it out of his sock, and it was super fucking disgusting. But it was like a thing they see. I feel like they had rehearsed it once or twice. It was super fucking disgusting.
Just so you know, that never happened.
Yeah, they believe you. If I had a fucking cat lick poop out of my fucking sock, I would recommend it.
See, any audience that may be aware of it. I stopped paying attention to your story like a couple couple seconds ago. So I didn't even catch the cat part.
That's okay. All right. So we're talking about the aliens. How do you feel about disclosure? About full disclosure of whatever they may have known? Because, like, obviously,
I don't think they're going to fully disclose shit. It's going to be some, oh, well, there was recordings here and there, and that's all it's going to be. It's like, we have recordings of some shit that we didn't know how to classify.
How do you feel about Roswell, then? I mean, so tell me about what you think happened in Roswell, 1947, the foul year of our Lord. What happened there?
I think it was probably a Russian prototype satellite that crash landed, and we'd want to admit to the American public that they had the technology to field something like that.
To fucking crash?
Well, obviously it fucking crashed. But no, it was
probably. And so the people who claim they saw bodies and technology.
Okay. And? They can claim all they want.
Well, I mean, there's only like 20 people there that day.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole
Roswell. So, what I'm asking is it possible that aliens accidentally. All right. So, I listened to this thing. It was a long time ago. Mm. And that these gray aliens are malevolent aliens.
Like vicious and evil. And they.
Well, they're malevolent. They don't care for humans. They don't give a fuck about you.
That's not malevolent. Malevolent implies maliciousness, which means.
No, and that's the implication of malevolence. That's why I said the word. Mm. And. Yeah.
Well, we're going up. Yeah.
So they're not fans of humanity. And
why would they be?
Well, I don't know. Are you a fan of a fucking ant farm?
Yo, ant farm looks dope when you pour lead in them.
Yeah. I mean, I saw I saw an ant farm where they poured concrete into it, and I was like, what about the ants? But when they
that's what I'm saying. I don't give
when
a
they
shit
dug
about
it
ants.
Out, they dug it out like
and it looks cool as shit. That's
dude. Those are the smartest animals on the planet. Fuck human being. But so, all right, so I'm getting off topic here. We want to talk about aliens. All right, so these aliens. Fuck, you're making me lose my train of thought. You smart son of a bitch. Okay, so the aliens. What they come to Earth? They ask probe hillbillies.
Why is it always only poor white people that get ass probed?
I mean, if you were to look into the, this is America, so maybe if you were to look into the abduction cases or the
it's always the poor third white people kind that have nothing.
Even in Mexico,
it's a white dude in Mexico like Thor exists there.
It's like, oh, the white guy. I'm terrible with accents.
Yeah. But do I think aliens come and visit?
Do they visit, Jeffrey?
I don't think so. I think they might have visited here one or twice and are just like, fuck it. There's nothing for us to do here, and dipped. I mean.
You know, and I've watched, not recently, but in the last few months, I've watched a lot of fucking, what's that show called? Ancient Aliens?
Yeah,
I don't know, man. That's really hard. They're really good.
They stretch it. It's like come
they do.
On,
it's
man.
Like it's like fucking anything. Is it possible that Leonardo DiCaprio, the fucking actor, is an alien from another world? Ancient astronaut theorists.
No, there's like a picture of a fucking eggplant on a wall, and they're like, it's a battery. No, it's a fucking eggplant.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, they definitely, but I don't, because there was a book that you gave me, it was a billion years ago.
Fingerprints of the Gods.
Fingerprints of the Gods, it was a billion years
and
ago.
And that was not
we
so
were
much.
Still, like, just out of high school.
Yeah. Graham Hancock.
Yeah.
And he that's not about aliens, it's about Atlantis. That's way more intriguing to me.
Which, well, Atlantis. Atlantis is like a certainly a fucking society that could have existed, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
And they are. There's evidence they're finding shit underwater, like these awesome archaeological digs that happen underwater. They're finding really remarkable shit.
But back onto the topic of UFOs.
We're talking about UFOs.
I think it's more likely that
tell me
the UFOs are actually
what's more likely.
I think it's more likely that they're time travelers, like they're us. But
from the human time travelers?
Oh.
Why don't they interact then?
Because, I mean, because you might fuck up the timeline.
Like if you fuck your own grandma?
Yeah, that kind of shit.
I don't even care about the rules. As soon as I
want to fuck my mom. That was a cool song.
There's a cool song I have. It's not a good song. It's really bad. My mom didn't like it. How much I want to fuck my mother. No, so but like if those are time travelers, I don't know, man. I'm a bit of a contrarian, but if those are time travelers, I would literally go back and do exactly what they told me not to do. All these time travelers.
You're not a very smart person, though, so you would do some dumb shit like that.
That may be true, but I mean, wouldn't that make history funnier if everybody was inbred 4,000 years ago and I fucked all the people? Well, and so they're fucking interbreeding with each other like a bunch of sickos.
Isn't what generally happens? I mean, yeah. But,
all right, so what are we talking about?
Aliens. I think that aliens, there's definitely been life outside of Earth, no doubt.
It's not possible because there's so many Goldilocks planets that we can see, and there's so many, there's so much shit going on that we can't see.
Yeah,
right. We can see. I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's so many planets that could sustain life that we can't get to, but we can see them.
The biggest issue is when it comes to interstellar travel and shit like that. There's something called the Fermi paradox. I might be wrong on this. It might be
okay. Elaborate.
The Fermi paradox is the idea that before any civilization can reach the point where it can develop interstellar travel,
okay,
it'll destroy itself.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, it's a thing. I mean, you can.
Is the person who made that white?
I guess his name was Fermi. I don't fucking know. That sounds pretty white to me.
I feel like white people might fucking think that, like, there's no way. Because they barely made it across the Atlantic without destroying themselves.
What are you talking about? White people went all over the place.
Yeah.
And they kind of, when they got to those places, they kind of conquered the shit out of them.
They kind of were like, fuck humanity. Fuck human rights. You're not people. And, yeah. So that.
Well, I mean, all cultures do that. It's white people did it a bit more.
Way to justify it, Jeffrey. We appreciate your justification of the slaughter of millions of cultures. Well, I don't know about millions, but a lot of cultures and millions of people.
Yeah,
don't worry about that. You know, if for the
genocide happens, who cares?
For the more sensitive crowd, don't worry about those fucking comments. Okay, so anyway, we're getting back to the topic. We're not trying to get too far off topic.
No, do you think but there was a
birthday.
Here,
there was a birthday this week, Jeff. Mm-hmm. You know whose birthday it was?
No,
it was Homer Simpson's birthday. You know? Yeah. Okay, so there's an episode of the Simpsons where they show his ID, and if you pause it on there, his birthday is May 12th, 1956. Is that crazy? 1956.
So he's 67 years old?
I mean.
But he's perpetually in his late 30s?
He's perpetually in his late 30s. He's 39. And everybody knows that the voice of Homer Simpson on the fucking wildly popular show is Dan Castellaneta? How do you say that?
Castellanato?
Castellanata?
Yeah. Something like that.
You know, I've known, you know what's so fucking stupid? I have seen his name appear across the TV screen for 25 decades. Years.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to say it. I always said Castanella in my head when I would see his name, but I'm pretty sure that's not his name, and I'm not trying to show him disrespect. He is a fucking amazing voice actor, and Homer Simpson probably epitomizes the 90s. I don't really care for the show after.
Yeah, to be 100% honest, last time I watched The Simpsons was probably about like 15 fucking years ago.
Have you you? So you've never seen a new episode?
Not since about around 2000 or so.
Probably. Not on purpose. Okay.
Not on purpose.
Yeah. Right, because like you go to your buddy's house and the kids are watching The Simpsons you're not paying attention.
Or like if it's on the screen in the break room or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But. No, so apparently, and I'll Google it real quick. Let me go down here. But that show's been on for like 30 seasons and it has not been canceled.
That show is almost as old as we are.
Yeah, it was in the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, it was.
That's a skit comedy show that predates SNL. Am I right?
Yes. No, SNL. No, SNL's been around for. SNL has been around since the fucking 70s. All right,
so now we got to start there. We're going to go to SNL. What year did...
1975.
Yeah, Tracy Ullman didn't predate that shit.
No, I think it was 1984.
That sounds right. Ullman.
Well, at least I'm not sure about the Tracy Ullman show, but at least the first Simpsons skit on there, I believe, was 1984.
I believe you, because I know who you are, and I know that if you know the... If you say you know the date. All right, so the Tracy Ullman. The animation was really bad, wouldn't you
say?
No,
it was very archaic.
Okay, Tracy Ullman Simpsons. What do they say? Look at that. Yeah. You know why Marge has that big head of blue hair, right?
Why?
There's a comic that Matt Groening made called From Hell. And they have... I'm not familiar with the comic book, but... There's like these demons that have bunny ears, and they show it. Remember in the video game at Chuck E. Cheese and shit? There was this
like
weird...
the Simpsons arcade?
Yeah.
Yo, that game is dope as fuck.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
But you remember there was a lot of, what do you call... Oh, fuck, I'm sorry. I'm missing a word here. But there was like some illusion to Marge's hair, and like when they would go into x-ray mode on the game, she would have bunny ears.
Yeah,
there was this fucking comic book that he had called From Hell.
Well,
look,
I mean, all
right, seeing, so first off, hold on, hold on, let's get to the bottom of the first thing.
I remember
what year did this
1987? I was off.
Okay.
No, that's season one. That's not the Tracy Ullman show, that's season one of the season.
Okay, so let's say it's
1984.
That's not Tracy Ullman. So it's 1987 for the show. Let's say it's 1985 for the skit.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, look. If I go From Hell, and then Matt Groening.
Well, I remember there was an episode where like Lisa had a head X-ray, and her like how she has that spiky thing. That's actually her like bone structure.
Look, right there.
Demonic bunnies.
Matthew Abram Groening. Is an American cartoonist. That's not what I'm looking for.
Just go to the images.
It's called Life in Hell. It's not called In Hell. It's called Life in Hell.
Well, there's something right there. The Road to Hell.
Yeah, and that was part of... And they were going to... It was a comic book.
No, and there's a lot of bunnies.
And they have the bunny ears.
Yeah.
And Marge had bunny ears under her hair. That's why it's so tall and weird. Yeah. Just some fucking Matt Groening lore. Like, if you look at Homer Simpson's head, and we could talk about the bullshit. Matt Groening's been around for a while, and he's not an idiot. But if you look at Homer's ear, his hairline and his ear make MG.
Yeah.
Like, in his animation. So that's... how did aliens bring us to the Simpsons?
I don't fucking know. Does it matter? It's an interesting conversation.
Yeah, fuck, man. So, all right. So, we're taking it from, it was Homer Simpson's birthday.
Yeah.
And how old did that make him? If he was born in...
67.
67?
Yeah.
I'm going to confirm your fucking numbers here.
What did you say? 1956? Yeah. 67, Kurt.
2021 minus 1956. 65?
Oh, yeah, I was off.
You fucking moron.
I'm also really drunk, so fuck you. I was trying to do math.
That's true. I'll give you props on that.
I was close.
Plus, you suck at math when you're sober, so.
This is true.
Like, I saw you tip the waitress earlier today, and I was like, what the fuck, bro? All right.
She still got a good tip. For
it
those
was
of you
decent.
Listening, I tipped her probably more than most people would. But.
Yeah, whatever, fucking dummy. All right. All right, so we talked about the aliens, right?
Yeah.
They're coming to get you, Barbara. And we talked about Homer Simpson's birthday and Dan Can Stan Stanella. That motherfucker, by the way, I'm going to Google him real quick. Voice actor of Homer Simpson. because for playing a 39-year-old man, I mean, he sounds really fucking good. Wouldn't you say, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you also have to consider how long he's been doing it, and he still has the same consistent voice.
And when we were kids, Homer Simpson sounded substantially different, right? Okay, so you don't watch The Simpsons anymore.
No, I haven't in a long time.
What do you think of... Have you seen enough of it to make a judgment? What do you think of The Simpsons?
It was...
What's the last episode you saw? Like, what season would you say?
Oh, Christ, I don't even fucking know.
Fuck, they're close to 30. If they're not above 30, they may be above 30.
No, I think the last time I actually sat down and, like, watched an episode of The Simpsons was probably around 2004.
So, like, the time we graduated, we were, like, 18.
Yeah.
In 2004, we were about 18 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can
you pinpoint what exactly made The Simpsons stop being a good show?
I don't think it had a lot to do with the writing. I think it was a lot with me. I just stopped watching television for the most part. But I don't know. There's just something that happened around that time where it's like I just stopped being interested in media.
All right. I know why you stopped liking The Simpsons as much. You may have stopped watching TV, but I think I have the answer.
Why is that?
You know, Conan O'Brien.
Yes, stop like, writing. That makes perfect fucking sense.
He stopped writing for them. The Simpsons, yes. Around season 6 and then around season 10, you can see his humor not involved. Like, yeah. And then they did some weird shit where the fucking principal was just this, oh man.
Well, see, here's another thing about The Simpsons. It's like, okay, so it used to be focused mostly on Bart and Homer and their interactions and things like that, yeah.
Okay.
And they started more focusing on,
but back
on,
in the day, they had the Lisa episodes.
Yeah.
Lisa, she had that relationship with
Michael Jackson. That was actually a really cool episode.
Did you know about that Michael Jackson episode that they had a voice double record and all of the lines? I'm pretty sure it's 100% he recorded everything. Mm-hmm. And then Michael Jackson also recorded 100% of the lines. And they mixed it. They mixed it up.
Why?
So you have no idea which, you know, it's Michael Jackson.
He's a weird son of a bitch.
He's weird. He's a fucking amazing artist. But, like, have you ever heard Michael Jackson beatbox?
Like, no.
It's better than any rapper. Dude, it's better than any rapper I've ever heard. Huh. He had to defend himself in court multiple times. And he did it by beatboxing. Like, no, I wrote this. Like, let me show you how I did it. And it was so cool.
Yo, Michael Jackson.
So, but remember, he's like a really tall, overweight white guy.
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't seen the episode in fucking decades. I would watch that shit. I haven't seen it in so long.
No, it's good shit. That's when The Simpsons
but
was
when,
good.
But when Conan O'Brien fell off the show, that's when the writing went downhill. Mm. And they had fucking, Manzarek or whatever the fuck they started calling Principal
Skinner.
Skinner. Yeah. I was going to say Smithers, but I know that's the fucking, yeah. That's,
yeah.
Yeah, so it went downhill. So Matt Groening. Right? We love Matt Groening. And I love The Simpsons. I don't give a fuck if he goes to season 50. Yeah. Simpsons are the shit. They are they're a major part of the formative years of Joseph Martinez, right?
No, yeah. I mean, before, you know, when I was a kid, The Simpsons were, you know, that's what you watched when you got home from school and shit. You know?
Dude, and like, I my parents weren't as forgiving. Like, you had to watch what they said, and now watching The Simpsons was like, I'm getting away with something. I'm looking, my eyes. Yeah, no, I wasn't allowed to watch The
because
Simpsons.
Because my dad used to watch Beavis and Butthead with me.
Yeah, my just parents wouldn't let me watch that. I don't know if they liked it themselves. I would say not.
No,
but
if
you look at, all right, we'll talk about Mike Judge in a minute, but let's get back to Matt Groening for a second. If we have time, we'll talk about Mike Judge because I love Mike Judge animation.
Yeah.
And, like back in our formative years, it's great. But I mean, there's a lot of great cartoons.
Yeah.
Right? You have right now out there is Rick and Morty. You have BoJack Horseman. There is
Who do you think paved the way for that shit? It was The fucking Simpsons.
The Simpsons. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unequivocally, yeah. The Simpsons. Without The Simpsons, you don't have that shit.
Yeah.
And these nihilist shows are super smart. Like, Like, did you? I don't think, I'm just guessing, but I don't think that you're a big subscriber to BoJack. And
I've watched the first season of BoJack Horseman.
I highly recommend you finish it. So there's this episode in like the third season or second season where he has all this inner dialogue.
Yeah.
In his head, and there's no other dialogue. It's just like a bunch of window dressing, and it's depression. It speaks to depression like at such high volumes. It's so good. And then when they tackle drug addiction, and they tackle a lot of things, and they do it in the most hilarious way. It's so good. And like when you're depressed and you're like, I fucking get what BoJack is going through. Even though BoJack is the biggest piece of shit.
Yes, he's kind of a
piece. He's a major piece of shit.
Narcissist and
yeah, he absolutely is. And I highly recommend that. We can talk about BoJack further. But these are the modern cartoons. We're talking about cartoons from our... I don't know how we got there because we were talking about aliens. But fuck aliens, right? So we're going to talk about cartoons. Fuck you. This is our podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about whatever the fuck we want.
So, all right. So you got Matt Groening, right? Matt Groening has what? Three or four big shows. What are the three? You got The Simpsons.
Simpsons, Futurama, and...
Futurama. Oh, man. He has a new one called Disenchantment.
Disenchantment, yeah. I have yet to see that show.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. I don't get it. It's like, for me, The Simpsons will always be a number one. However...
Yeah, Futurama, I actually probably watch more episodes of Futurama.
That is what I was going to say. Yeah. Futurama is so good.
It is.
It's fucking better than The Simpsons.
Well, because they're not
concerned.
Fuck
your fucking continuity and your fucking stupid shit with The Simpsons. Futurama is an amazing show. And they're like, they got canceled a bunch. So at the end, when they knew they were canceled, they would make these really heartfelt episodes. And I would almost cry at them.
Dude, the episode when Fry found his like dog and shit, whatever the fuck.
Back in the past?
Yeah.
My kid broke down. And my kid broke down and cried because of Fry's dog. And I'm like, "You, all right, buddy, you know that this dog is a cartoon, right? It's not a real dog." But, yeah, it is. What is his co-writer? Oh, it's Cohen X. Cohen.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck is his name? He's so good. That is who carried Matt Groening.
No.
He helped him a lot with the writing. And he goes to whatever cartoon, right? So when fucking Futurama gets canceled, he goes back to The Simpsons. And they both go back to Simpsons. And and then you can see an uptick in, I would assume, the ratings for The Simpsons because the show gets a little better. But, I mean, you know, they're like paving the way for adult animation, right? Like, cartoons aren't for kids. It's not Betty Boop, which I feel like was not for kids in the first place.
Probably not.
I mean, Betty Boop was hot, and the actress who played Betty Boop was pretty fucking hot.
Is she?
Yeah, she has a fucking name. I just didn't want to say it out loud because
most people have those.
She's a Buttermere woman. No, that's fucking. Well, that's fucking Betty Boop. She looks like Betty Boop. Betty Boop. We're gonna look up the etymology of Betty Boop.
Probably.
Oh yeah, I gotta draw. That's life in hell. I gotta draw a bunch of fucking lines. So Betty Boop comes from a time. Did you ever watch Felix the Cat, Jeffrey?
Yes.
You watch the new cartoon or the old school?
No, what the fuck was that?
It's okay. Yeah. We apparently lost power. I don't know. Our lights went out, but that's okay. We got a computer. We got a podcast going.
I think this one just went out.
All right. So Betty Boop is an animated character created by Max Fisher.
Fleischer.
What's it say?
Fleischer.
Oh, it does. Girl, why don't you read that for me?
Betty Boop is an animated cartoon character created by Matt Fleischer with help from animators including Grim Notwick. She originally appeared in the Talkatoon and Betty Boop film series, which was produced by Fleischer Studios and released by Paramount Pictures. She was featured in 93 theatrical cartoons between 1930 and 1939. She has also been featured in comic strips and merchandise.
Okay, so we're just going to we're gonna scroll down.
No, I you said this chick was
hot. All right, that's her.
Oh, yeah.
I think Obama's mama's hot.
I don't think I've ever seen a picture of Obama.
Oh, there's naked pictures of her online.
What a whore.
She's not hot. I just think anybody who puts naked pictures online is automatically hot. And she didn't even do that. Like, someone else made her. Or whatever. But, yeah, Obama's mom's not very hot. No, they sure said...
Go back one more. Yeah. Betty Boop.
Assisted by Bimbo and Coco.
Oh, I just...
Bimbo, those are names.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but, what's... I want to know this woman's name right here. On the right. What's her name? Sex symbol. Portrayal as a sex symbol. Look at that fucking... That's a cartoon. The fattest waist, smallest tits,
but her head widest
shoulders, and a gigantic head. I want to fucking crush. 10 out of 10 would crush. She's fucking awful. But the cute little voice that this fucking actress... Why are we talking about Betty Boop, by the way?
I don't fucking know.
Okay. So, paving the way, regards to cartoons, Betty Boop, Felix the Cat, those are the people who paved the way. I'm sorry, we were not prepared enough, and I hope someone emails us. What's our email address, Jeffrey?
It would be broadandhazy@gmail.com.
And that's everything spelled out, yeah?
Correct.
Okay, so email us, tell us how stupid we are. We absolutely have fallen off track here.
Oh, definitely. We want to do an episode about fucking aliens.
We were talking about aliens and how, so, all right. So we'll talk about it when the time comes, but on, what's May, June 1, 2021,
you think there's some shit that's going to drop, like some heavy shit, or do you think it's just going to be
fucking, I think it's going to kind of stuff? Absolutely benign. So last episode, you and I talked about a lot of things. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, you remember, all right, so this may be all together another topic for another episode, mm-hmm. But you remember the band Nirvana?
No, never heard of them.
Never heard of them, huh?
No.
All right, so let me...
Who the fuck is Kurt? Shut the fuck up.
Let me clue you in. So, Nirvana... And I just want to ask, and this is an honest question, the music that people our age like, right, has either musically, vocally, or lyrically, overtly aggressive tonology, right? Like, it's like a really aggressive sound.
Yeah.
We're really mad. Is this all about Reaganomics? Like, we're so mad. Like, I don't understand. Like, who was popular at the time?
No, I think when it boils down to music, you don't want to listen to somebody who is just, like, quiet and soft-spoken. I think when it comes
to this generation?
I think when it comes to music, you want to have some sort of catharsis. You want to have a great release of emotion. And
how do you explain this generation whose music is, like, bland mumble and rap. Dry? Like even the rap, I think that the people who were into rock and roll or whatever you would want to call it, grunge or whatever, they can appreciate the rap from their own time.
Yeah,
are we just the old fuddy-duddies?
No, I don't think so. I think
music. Or are they making worse music?
They're just making worse music.
Is that?
But I mean,
I feel like that's what a fuddy-duddy would say.
No, but I mean, like I told you a number of times about that dude, Tom McDonald. He's like aggressive as shit in his rap, and he's good. Like, and he talks about shit that most people won't fucking approach.
There's very few rappers that, I've been listening to rap since Tupac. I was fucking 10 at the time. When Tupac died, I think I was like 11 years old. No, but
see, when it comes down to it, I don't even
know. All right, hold on. I want to back up a little bit, Jeff. And what I wanted to talk about, because I read an article that the FBI was going to release new information about Kurt Cobain's suicide. You remember when Kurt Cobain killed himself?
Yeah.
The world was fucking tits up.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, from our where we come from. Like, this was a big thing.
It was.
And we're babies. We're babies. Like, we're, oh, this must be 93. A big thing.
I was
94.
94, yeah.
I think
yeah,
it was 94, like 94. In April of 94. And just to set precedence here, I am one of the biggest Nirvana fans. On the way to Jeff's house, I literally blared a fucking record. I was listening to Nevermind. That came out in like 92.
I think so.
Yeah. 92, something like I'm not sure what year it came out, but I'm the one blaring that fucking old ass record that no one's ever heard.
Everybody's heard that. What the fuck are you talking about?
They've heard the fucking bullshit. They've heard the bullshit. Like, dude, I love Nirvana. Yeah. Right? And you know that. Like, I'm just glad that I'm here in Olympia where Bleach was recorded.
Yep.
Just because Bleach was recorded here. And I know nothing about it. But if I have to listen to Smells Like Teen Spirit one more fucking time, I'm going to kill you and your entire family.
Well, that's the thing about that album. Never mind. It was like, that was like the big thing that...
Dude, have you ever listened to Drain You or Lounge Act or fucking everything else on that album?
When I was a teenager who wasn't listening to a lot of Nirvana, at least in our group. I mean, who wasn't? I don't know.
Yeah. If anybody... No, for me, that was like, I wish I could achieve that sound. And I remember our buddy, we have a lifelong friend. He doesn't live in the PNW like we do, but he's one of the best human beings I've ever met in my life. And I wrote a song, and it was really aggressive. Like it was Bleach-esque. Mm. It was like, remember Bleach? So in Bleach, why Nirvana sounds so different, for those of you who give a fuck, Nirvana sounds different because they're more aggressive because Chad Channing was drumming. And they were going to do like more in, remember in Incesticide, that album. They were going to do that for the first album. Because Kurt
sounds fucking good.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? There's nothing they did that was bad.
That's true. And when I think back on it, it's like, I can't name a bad Nirvana album.
Dude, every fucking song. It's just some songs I've heard too much.
Yeah.
That's all. But they're so fucking good. And so, and then you fucking go back and I listen to interviews with Kurt Cobain. And he's like, I really admire the Melvins. And I really, of 1988, I think the greatest band of 1980, or the greatest album of 1988 was... Surfer Rosa, Pixies.
That's an excellent album.
Just because of that is why I started listening to Pixies, because I read that Kurt Cobain said that. And I'm like, okay, I trust his judgment. He's not always right. So, anyway.
Well, obviously not. I mean, he did put a shotgun in his mouth, apparently.
Did he? And that's what... I'm going to get to that.
Maybe we're going to find out more coming up soon here, no?
Coming up soon. Mm-hmm. no. So, they... All right, so Kurt Cobain, for the any younger audience members who may not know, Kurt Cobain is one of the best artists of the early and mid-90s. And everybody was competing to be like him and to have as many, without the internet, without Facebook, and without whatever faggotry shit there is available now. He went to Europe. And Europe is where a lot of American music took off. There was like you would just do a tour over in Europe and you do a bunch of shows. And he comes back to America and he sees his face on MTV, like white as fuck. And he's like, I think we might be famous. But that didn't happen with the first album, right? Yeah. What was the first album, Jeff?
It was
Bleach.
Bleach, yeah.
Bleach.
Yeah.
And on Bleach, they didn't have Dave Grohl. And somebody can get into an argument about it. Dave Grohl is one of the best musicians of our lives.
I like the shit you did with like Probot and stuff like that.
Dude, Probot is fucking awesome. Yeah. And that's Dave Grohl front to back except for vocals.
Yeah.
Right? And the very first Foo Fighters album is all Dave Grohl. It's bass, it's rhythm, it's lead guitar, it's drums. Every single fucking part of that is Dave Grohl. And they're like, oh my God, this fucking shit is awesome. We need you to tour. And he's like, oh shit, I better find some fucking musicians. All right, so what? We're talking about Nirvana?
So you were talking about some information that's going to be released by the FBI coming up when?
So, unfortunately, one of the greatest artists of our fucking, of our
lifetime,
of our life. Yeah. Yeah. Cause when John Lennon died, we weren't even born.
Yeah. No, John Lennon died way before
1980.
We were born. Yeah.
John Lennon. And I don't know if you ever listened to John Lennon, dude. Fucking Beatles are amazing.
Yeah.
But
nobody's going to argue with you there, dude.
But after that, there's like this fucking rise of this aggressive fucking, and I think this aggressive kind of music, and I think Kurt Cobain encapsulated it. There's other bands who do it well, like Dinosaur Jr. and Mudhoney, right? But I think Kurt Cobain was able to grab the entire thing in like in a package. And so anyway, for those of you who might not know, Kurt Cobain was found dead above his garage, in a room above a garage, by an apparent suicide. And the Seattle Police Department immediately ruled it as a suicide without
investigating it.
Without investigating.
Yep.
So there are a lot of people out there who speculate that his wife, and I am not one of those people. I am not speculating that his wife did anything wrong. But I do implore that the police do their fucking job. And fucking looking at, I think that there should be no question that you don't walk into a apparent suicide and
it's like, yep, that was definitely a suicide and just definitely walk out.
Yeah, you cannot do that. You have to look, every suicide should be looked at as
a potential homicide.
A fucking 100% a homicide. I'm sorry. 100% homicide. Mm-hmm. And then from there's no way this was homicide. Beyond a reasonable doubt, this has to be a suicide. So anyway, there's a lot of evidence that Seattle PD dropped the bomb. And I'm not surprised. And what are we, 20, 15 years later? They're not going to admit that they fucked up. And they wouldn't admit.
My question is, why is the FBI doing this?
The FBI, I'm glad you asked. So the FBI asked, the FBI was approached, and I don't have the, actually the information directly in front of me. The FBI was approached by somebody who was saying that it's awfully suspicious. There is this private detective, and there's documentaries. I'm not saying anything nobody knows.
Yeah,
right. I'm not exposing anybody. There's a private detective from the 90s when they made that documentary called Kurt and Courtney.
Yeah.
That was pretty indicative that fucking Courtney Love was acting at least weird.
Yeah. I mean, you also have to remember there's the whole El Duce aspect to that too. A lot of people forget about that motherfucker.
And I'm going to stop you there because nobody knows who El Duce is. They're not forgetting about him because they don't know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
All right, who is El Duce?
El Duce was the vocalist for a band called The Mentors.
You know, and it's
not
the
music that you want to listen to.
Yeah,
it's
don't Google that. And
if you want to listen to a song about his donkey dick.
Or, like, smacking people with their periods.
Yeah. El Duce was kind of a horrible human being.
Yeah. And, I mean, so, in the documentary that came out post Kurt Cobain's death, shortly after Kurt Cobain died, this guy, El Duce, who's the lead singer in Washington, I couldn't tell you exactly where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where El Duce's from?
I believe Texas.
But do you remember where he lived in Washington? No, I don't remember either. We can Google it, but we don't have time for that. We're going to be speculative. But El Duce, in the interview, he said that Courtney Love directly approached him and offered him $50,000, right?
To kill
Kurt Cobain. If you ever met or seen El Duce,
he does not seem like the guy who would be capable of carrying that out.
Well, he can't, but he is the type of person you might ask.
Yeah.
He is a low-life, degenerate piece of shit.
Yep, 100%.
And so, while they're filming the documentary, right?
He's hit by a train.
He is hit by a train.
Mm-hmm.
How convenient.
Right.
All right, so he's a fucking piece of shit, right? He's a dopehead, and maybe he wandered onto the train tracks. But that's at least one person who sheds light on the idea that Kurt Cobain didn't kill himself. There's also a lot of evidence like the shotgun, he couldn't reach the trigger, and because of the length of the barrel, and he can't
move. Unless he was pulling the trigger, you know, with his fucking toe,
which he had shoes on. The pictures show it.
Yeah,
he has Converse. Really, he has regular ass Converses on, and also he has 11 times the amount of heroin in his body that would kill a normal user.
So have fun operating a shotgun when you're high as shit on heroin.
Yeah, So his fucking suicide letter written in two different handwritings and blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. I wish Courtney Love would fry because I'm almost positive.
I just don't like Hole. So
I'm just not a band of Hole. The Hole is a band that she made, and they're fucking bad. And she did a fucking cover of one of Kurt Cobain's songs, and she doesn't even get the lyrics right. Yeah, crime. you know, you're right. Which came out on the fucking
when they released the
after his death, they made goddamn that's such a good song. Yeah. I remember, man. We have a fucking rest in peace. We have a fucking good friend, and he succumbed to heroin. Oh, man, fuck. We're like losing people left and right all day long. It's hard to fucking. It's hard to even know what to think, but. I remember walking down the street. I would walk down the road with him. We walked all over town. Mm-hmm. He lived with me for a long time. And we were just so fucking floored by Nirvana. Like, Kurt Cobain was dead when we were 8. And we would not stop. And it was like, I showed my parents and they're like, yeah, it's great music, but it's not that good. And we showed his parents and they're like, yeah, it's okay. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Are you listening to what? But anyway, so remember when that box set came out? We were freshmen.
Yeah, we were.
No, freshmen. It wasn't a box set. It was just the compilation album.
Yeah.
And it was called.
Well, I mean, you could get like the special edition. It came in like a longer.
No, box. I have that.
Yeah.
That's Nirvana. Fun. I have it. Yeah. But no, the box set. This is Courtney Love's Money Grab.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get into that, but the fucking compilation album had track one. Track one was "You Know You're Right," and at the time we'd never heard that song.
Yeah, it was like,
it's a good song.
Yeah,
it's an amazing song, just like all of Kurt Cobain's other songs. And I don't know how long he would have went on making great songs, but
probably not much longer for that. I mean,
I have no frame of reference. I have no idea.
Even if he didn't die, I'm pretty sure he would have just given up because seemed like he was at that point where he just stopped.
I don't think he would have just stopped. I think he might have changed or taken a break, but I don't think he would have just been like, I hate music now.
Well, he was getting to that point. If you see some of his later interviews, he was starting to get.
He just doesn't like the industry.
Yeah.
But I don't think you could stop someone like Kurt Cobain from making music. You know,
maybe he would just wouldn't have released shit. I don't know. It just seems like he was fed up with the whole fucking thing towards the end there. It really did.
Well, maybe. Although, if you refer to the David Letterman, remember when he showed up on David Letterman and he had red hair?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
He seems so fucking happy. And when you look on Live in New York, that's all he wanted to do. He just likes making music, making people happy, and making people happy through your own art. Dude.
It's a gratifying feeling.
Dude, that has to be amazingly gratifying. And I think he liked it. And I'm not saying that he didn't kill himself because he had... abusive issues as far as fucking drug addiction and stuff, and he had childhood issues involving abuse, and but it just, if there is a 1% chance that anybody besides Kurt Cobain killed Kurt Cobain,
you want to know about it,
then the case is not closed.
No.
1% chance, and the Seattle PD should fucking look.
I mean, what are they going to do about it now, though? I mean,
now the evidence is probably gone. It's not a cold case.
Obviously, it's gone.
It's not a cold case. That case is solved. You understand?
He killed himself.
He killed himself without thinking. Yeah. They didn't send detectives to that location. That was a beat cop who determined it was a suicide. That's not how we should do it. And I'm not saying they don't.
You think most deaths, if you roll, especially with somebody as famous and with that amount of notoriety and shit like that, you would probably want to look at things a little bit more rather than just have some
just
dude
because,
off the fucking street.
Not because of like the rest of us want to know. But because if his wife or, his daughter was two at the time, so that's kind
I'm
of
I'm pretty
unfair.
Sure she had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she had nothing to do with it. But if his wife had something to do with it, wouldn't that be fucked? And here she is. She's a multimillionaire.
How, though?
From Kurt Cobain. She owns his estate. Dude, you know they made the compilation album?
Yeah.
They made the box set, and all of that is her money. Yeah. All right, so we've been talking about Kurt Cobain, and we're gonna close this episode, and we really appreciate anybody who listens, or interacts, or emails us. And what's our email, Jeff?
It is broadandhazy@gmail.com.
Great, please fucking email us criticisms, email us your dick pics. We don't give a fuck. Just email us. We want to know that you're out there. And we're going to come up with a fucking really fucked up name to call our fans. Lint Lickers. Do you like that, Jeff? All right, so we're not going with Lint Lickers, but we're going to think hard. All right, so happy birthday, Homer Simpson. Homer Simpson was his, according to his identification, he was born May 12th, 1956, the foul year of our Lord. That makes him 65, but he's perpetually 39. And I've got my absolute lifelong hetero life partner, Jeff Simmons.
Thank you, Joe.
And I'm Joe Martinez, and we really appreciate you guys listening.